Speaking of that.
Yeah, speaking of sports.
People need to understand that on Saturday, those people that are going up to Arlington, that football stadium and that baseball stadium are in quite close proximity to one another. And there are going to be two events going on at the same time. Now, the football game is going to start well before the baseball game is, but parking will be an interesting issue, especially when the games are over, because they'll probably end close to about the same time. I don't know. So, anyway.
There you are. Something
yeah,
to keep
in Yeah, yeah. Got the
mind.
Baseball and the football going on at the same time.
Hey, if you want to keep up with high school football, easy to do. Sign up to receive high school scores. Brazos Football. Just sign up at Brazos Football on Twitter, and you can just do that.
It's quite handy.
It is. Mm-hmm. It's a good good thing to have. Took advantage of that last weekend, as a matter of fact. Me. I did it.
You did it.
Even I did it.
I did it,
so
too.
There.
Yeah.
I got that.
Yeah.
All right, so
yeah.
Hands-only CPR doesn't just eliminate the yuck factor. Study shows that it can save more lives. It's the first large U.S. American study to show more adults survived cardiac arrest when a bystander gave them continuous chest presses to simulate a heartbeat as compared to your traditional CPR of mouth-to-mouth. With hands-only CPR, the advocates say, potential rescuers don't have to contemplate the old yuck factor there of putting your mouth on an unconscious person's mouth.
Unless they're pretty.
Well,
yeah. Well,
or related.
When you're saving a life, that don't matter.
You take one for the team.
That's it.
Yeah.
Standard CPR with mouth-to-mouth and chest compression, still best for very small children and victims of near-drowning and drug overdose, experts say. But for the cardiac stuff, you could just do the chest-only thing. So. All right, you ready for your next food fad? You heard it here first. Of course, we all love bacon.
Mm.
Yeah,
bacon.
Exactly. Bacon may be on its way out as the fanatical foodie fad.
Bite your tongue.
I'm just saying. An article in Time claims that edible dirt may be the newest, not to mention oddest, fad to take the culinary world by storm. Not actual
dirt. I'm
going
to go ahead and fold my arms in skepticism.
Okay. It's not dirt like from your backyard.
Oh, no, of course not.
It'd be
this would be designer dirt,
sure,
wouldn't it?
Dry and expensive. It's dried and charred ingredients that enhance the earthiness of your upscale menu items. Hmm. Guessing you don't have this consumable in styrofoam at any time.
Every time I watch a show and they describe the flavor of something as earthy, I pretty much conclude that I wouldn't want it at that point.
Well, yeah, that's it. See, I can't do bean sprouts because they taste like dirt, I think, in my opinion. For example, a restaurant in New York serves a soil made of mushrooms atop a strip loin steak and an ash made of charred onions in salad. And a San Francisco restaurant serves dried onion soil with pickled radishes and goat milk cheese.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, yum. Oh, boy.
Well, I'll tell you right now, I would choose watermelon first.
And cottage cheese?
You know, if this designer dirt is made out of bacon, you got a deal.
Well, that's true. If I don't hear him saying bacon dirt, though. I don't know. Hey, by the way, we were talking about maybe Hillary Clinton's going to run for president in 2016.
Mm.
New York's Naked Cowboy announced he's running for president in 2012.
Well, I was hoping.
So, yeah,
just you know. I was waiting on offering my endorsement until I heard from him.
He's conservative, by the way. I don't know if you know.
That's right.
Or not, which is,
where's he going to put his campaign pen?
I'm not sure how that's going to work.
Very
out
carefully.
For him. Hello.
Hey, Scott, when you're doing CPR, in my experience, it happened so quick, you just jumped down there, instincts kicked in. You didn't care about the guy's mouth. You just did it.
No yuck factor. I understand. Mm-hmm. That's probably right. Hey, did y'all watch Dancing with the Stars last night?
No.
Nope, kept up my streak.
Susan Boyle was supposed to be on.
Dancing or singing?
No, singing.
Oh, good.
Yeah. But she got sick.
I can't
sick.
Really see her cutting a rug, so.
No.
She had to punt.
No. Maybe knitting one.
Yeah.
Hooking one.
Yeah. Woo. Yeah. So they said, all right, let me see. We need somebody to come in and sing a song. So, of course, whenever you think of let's have somebody sing a song that they didn't make popular, who could you think of but
Michael Bolton.
Exactly.
Right.
He came back.
Because, he'd been kicked off.
Yes, he was kicked off for dancing.
Yeah.
But he came back last night. He said, let me think. Let me think of a song that is really a great song that enough people have recorded that they need to hear my version of it.
Yeah, well, at least your name isn't Michael Bolton.
Why don't you just go by Mike instead of Michael?
No way. Why should I change? He's the one who sucks.
That's right. But he sang Hallelujah last night, Leonard Cohen's great, great song. Somehow I don't think I want to hear Michael Bolton's version. And he also had children singing with him. So
that's nice. Well,
let's go ahead and ruin your kids on singing.
Yeah, that's right. That'll drown out Michael anyway.
Just by the way, and kind of while we're talking about music or whatever, Phil Collins says that...
I think we're talking about music, not necessarily the whatever, but...
Okay. Phil Collins has got a new album out called Going Back. He's not going to tour or anything. Do you know what he is doing in his free time, Phil Collins, the singer boy?
Flying model airplane.
Scrapbooking.
He's writing a book about the Alamo.
No kidding.
He is a huge collector of artifacts from the Alamo in the Texas Revolution.
He's never been
Phil
to the
Collins?
Alamo.
Yeah, that's why I'm telling you, so that you'll know this. He has weapons from the period, stuff from the Alamo, and a receipt for 36 head of cattle that was signed by William B. Travis.
Really?
Yep. Hopes to have his book out in 2012. Now, he went there, I think, when he was on tour in San Antonio. And
he's probably got a better museum than the actual Alamo.
Yeah, which you really got to go, okay.
Yeah, because just when you walk up and you think, wow, that's it. Yeah. Yeah, well, maybe it's better inside. No, it's not.
Oh, okay, there it is.
This place sucks.
Actually, just stand outside, take the picture, and move on.
There's where Richard Widmark shot those guys, up there.
Just stand there, take the picture.
Because if you walk up and go through it, that's 15 minutes of your life you're not getting back.
And if you drive by, you got to go by 3 times to find it. So
Hey, look, that little bitty building looks just like the.
That's it. Oh, and by the way, we don't have to feel badly about the Eagles playing Lubbock and not here because they had to cancel their concert last night.
Because found out they were going to Lubbock.
Yeah, that's it. They woke up and went, wait a minute, this is Lubbock. We're the Eagles. What are we doing here?
Somebody gets sick.
Yeah, Don Henley wasn't feeling it.
He was puny.
Yeah, apparently so. All right,
they'd play Longview before they'd play Lubbock.
Well,
because that's closer to
Longview's closer
to
home, that's right. But
anyway. Linden.
Yeah, he is.
They got a few thousand students there.
Okay,
not as many as we do.
I was going to say, excuse me.
They got a big arena, not as big as ours.
Yeah, but,
yeah, and hey, you know, people stay away from here by the droves, so, you know.
What I'm guessing is it's West Texas and people will drive because, after all, it's
Well, you know,
West
I went
Texas.
To school out there. I admit it. I'm still on my 12-step program for it, but I went to school out there. And back in the day, we had some pretty good acts there. Pretty famous people, really did. And that was back when they used to perform in that old bubble.
Hey, Tom, back in the day, because you and I are contemporaries, they played Texas A&M University, too, because I saw the Eagles here.
Yeah, I bet it's the same people.
It's a long time ago, but anyway. All right, here we go.
Yeah, don't give me that mess about, you know, Buddy Holly playing Lubbock, okay?
Yeah, really, don't want to hear that.
Oh, he got tickets there, you know.
Filter Fresh Coffee Service Incorporated surveyed admitted coffee junkies about their habits. Here we go. 95% say they get their daily shot of caffeine through coffee as opposed to tea or soda. I'm guessing you fall in there, Chase. 59% reported drinking 2 to 3 cups a day. 18% 4 or more. And you would be in that category?
Oh, yeah.
24% say they just drink a single cup. So 59% of you, 2 to 3 cups.
Posers.
Okay. 18%.
Why even bother?
Yeah, are mainlining it just like Chase is. 54% said they would give up their cell phones before they gave up coffee.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
82%.
Gladly, in fact. Plus one for that.
There you go. 82% said they don't use coffee as a meal replacement.
No.
Okay. 42% said they wouldn't let kids drink coffee until the age of 16.
Oh, I was drinking it long before then.
We're talking about Reagan and Jack.
I've offered it to Reagan before, she's like, no.
Yeah. Yuck. Oh, right. Ask when they drink coffee. Check all that apply. 90% indicated morning. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
34% during the day. 14% during the evening.
Occasionally.
11% all day, every day.
Sometimes.
Okay. About 17% actually drink coffee when they want to relax. 9% drink it when they're stressed. 3% go brew some when my children whine. So there you go. That's the coffee. It sounds like you fall right in there. You're You're comfortably in your niche of being a caffeine fiend. Right?
Well, you know, and the thing is, my dad's right there with me. And it's one of those things that if I go to his house or if he comes to my house, it's just, you got a pot of coffee going.
I don't get the all day thing. Now, I can understand morning, and I can also, there are times in a meal that, you know, like if I'm at a banquet or something, mm-hmm. then I'll drink coffee.
Right. I mean, I rarely, if I'm just going to be at the house and it's a random Wednesday, such as today, then no, I won't do that. I mean, very rarely. But now,
when you're entertaining guests like you do twice a week, right?
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
When
right.
Scott and Jackie come over
and bring
the puppies
and
the wind chimes.
Yeah.
Excuse me, when Scott and Jackie come over and bring the wind chimes?
Yeah.
Hello?
Old guys all learned how to drink coffee from the granddaddy.
Oh.
Out of a saucer with a lot of cream and milk.
There you go.